And now you are listening to The Naked Scientist. It's time for our question of the week. So we've invited Diana O'Carroll to join us in the studio once again. What do we have this week, Diana?
Well, this week we're going to prepare for a deep impact.
Hi, this is Mike calling from the United States in Tucson, Arizona. Love your guys' podcast. It's great. What I was wondering was, what would be the short and long-term difference if a significant, you know, like a dinosaur-killing type asteroid or meteor would impact the Earth in either a land mass or in the deep ocean or polar ice cap?
And using a nifty bit of asteroid impact software, this is what our expert came up with.
Hi, I'm Heather Jackson, and I'm from the National Museum of Wales. Well, if we imagine the size of this potential asteroid, it's perhaps 10 kilometres across, similar to the size of the one which fell in Mexico 65 million years ago. Wherever it hits, it's going to be incredibly destructive. The most devastating impact is likely to be in the ocean, because it could potentially cause tsunamis, and the least destructive would be if it were to hit a poorly populated area, perhaps like Antarctica. The size of this object is something the size of Cardiff, travelling at 25 times the speed of sound. The compressed column of air travelling in front of it would heat the ground to almost as hot as the surface of the sun, and the blast wave would kill anything within about 250 kilometres instantly. But the real killer would be the long-term atmospheric effects that would be caused by the vaporisation of rock, particularly if that rock contained large amounts of sulphur, because that could lead to severe acid rain. Predictions as to the size of the waves produced if it fell in the ocean vary, but it's clear that a large impact would drown coastal areas, which is where most of our population lives. So the Pacific coast of Asia is a particularly deadly place for an asteroid to strike because of the population density there and the potential for tsunamis. Overall, the worst effects would be caused by a meteorite falling into an ocean, perhaps not particularly deep, about 2 kilometres deep, causing a tsunami and then vaporizing seabed sediments, which contain a lot of carbon dioxide and a lot of sulfur, which would cause climate change for years to come.
So if you're going to tell your incoming asteroid to go anywhere, you'd probably send it to the North Pole, except that's where the oil is. So maybe the south instead.
And on our forum, we had all sorts of wonderful suggestions. Madius Scientica will be hiding out in his underwater city. Turnip Sock suggested the Sahara, and in fact, we might make a lot of glass that way. And one writer called Ethos agreed with our expert that a polar ice cap is the best landing pad.
I like the underwater lair idea best. And from things careering into Earth to things escaping.
Hi, this is Nigel, and I've always wondered, is the Earth leaking? Could water evaporate into space? And given enough time, could the Earth end up like Mars, a desolate wasteland with not a drop of water to be found?
Where does all the water go? And do we need to install a giant umbrella on the planet to stop it raining outwards? Give us your thoughts by email, chris@thenakedscientist.com or via the forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.